Former loner kids, has anyone ever pretended to be friends with you? When I was 11, a kid named Troy gave me an invitation to his birthday party the next day. My face went pale. Troy was the guy everybody wanted to be friends with, while I was the loner who had panic attacks when called on by the teacher. "Look," he said, "my mom is making me invite you because she feels bad that nobody ever invites you to stuff." I felt humiliated, but I also hadn't been to a birthday since second grade, so I said I'd be there. Troy mumbled something about pizza and video games, but what he didn't mention was that his older brother Jacob would be there. Jacob was 13 and was known for hardcore bullying uncool kids. I went home and tried on every shirt I owned, which wasn't many. Practiced conversations in the mirror. My mom was practically glowing when I told her about the invitation. She immediately went out and bought a gift card, wrapped it in paper that wasn't too babyish but wasn't trying too hard either. I googled how to be cool at parties and memorized the top 10 tips. Don't talk too much. Laugh at jokes. Don't be the first or last to leave. I even practiced my laugh to make sure it didn't sound too eager or too fake. The next day, Troy's mom answered the door with this huge smile. "You must be Ben. I'm so glad you could make it." She actually seemed genuine, which made it worse somehow. She turned to Troy and said, loud enough for everyone to hear, "Make sure you include him in everything, okay, honey?" The other kids looked at me like I was a math problem they had to solve. The party started exactly how you'd expect. When they picked teams for Xbox, Troy said, "Ben's on my team," while his mom watched from the doorway. When I managed to get a kill in Call of Duty, Troy practically shouted, "Great job, Ben," like I just cured cancer. The other kids cheered too, but one of them rolled his eyes when he thought I wasn't looking. During pool time, I did a cannonball that actually was pretty good. The kids laughed and clapped, but I heard Jake whisper to Connor, "We have to be nice, remember?" Troy shared his special edition controller with me, but only after his mom walked by the sliding glass door. When the pizza came, they made room for me at the table, but conversations kept dying whenever I tried to join in. They'd explain their inside jokes with this patient tone, like they were teachers or something. But then something weird happened during Capture the Flag. They let me plan the strategy, probably expecting nothing, but I'd actually been thinking about tactics while I watched other kids play at recess for years. When my plan worked and we destroyed the other team, Troy's high five felt different. "Dude, that was actually genius." Things started shifting. During the present opening, I'd gotten him this book about coding games because I'd overheard him talking about wanting to make his own. His polite thank you turned real when he started flipping through it. "Wait, this is actually sick. How'd you know I wanted this?" By cake time, something had loosened. The laughter felt less like a performance. One kid forgot to be fake nice and just treated me normal, arguing with me about whether PlayStation or Xbox was better. That's when I saw Jacob at the upstairs window, staring down at us in the backyard. My stomach dropped. Troy must have noticed because he immediately squirted me with a water gun. "Tag, you're it." But I saw his eyes flick nervously to the window. We kept playing, but 10 minutes later, Jacob was there again. This time, Troy's mom was up there too, saying something to him that made him scowl. The party continued, kids actually talking to me like I was just another kid. We were all in the living room playing Mario Kart when Jacob finally came downstairs. The room went quiet. Jacob scanned the room like a predator, his eyes stopping on me. I was sitting on the couch, holding a controller, clearly the outsider who'd gotten too comfortable. He stared at me for what felt like forever. Then he pulled his shirt slightly up, revealing the tucked BB gun. He put his hands in his pockets and took out a few bullets. A smirk spread across his face like he was about to do something. He turned and walked back upstairs. My hands were sweating on the controller. The other kids exchanged glances but tried to keep playing. A minute later, we all heard his footsteps coming back down. Jacob appeared in the doorway holding the BB in his hand now. He took one step toward me and then, "Jacob, get over here now!" Troy's mom's voice cut through everything like a knife. She appeared behind him and grabbed his ear, actually grabbed it, and started dragging him toward